Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart Radio station.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
That's Tony Bennett with Lady Gaga. And Tony Ventrella, as I understand, is a huge Lady Gaga fan. Not so much the Tony Bennett, but...
I think you've got that.
Did I get that backwards, too?
Hey, Tony Ventrella, how are you doing?
I am good. Thank you. Let
me do the big introduction for you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay? This could take hours.
Tony Ventrella could have taken over his dad's business running Ventrella's Barbershop back in Norwalk, Connecticut. But the stage and the media were his real passion, so he put away his barber scissors and headed west. After a TV career that stopped for a time in the Midwest, Tony landed in Seattle, and his work as a sportscaster on King and Cairo made him one of the most recognized and liked media personalities in the Northwest. What's the...
I'm thinking...
You're turning red.
Who wrote this?
You look embarrassed.
Who the heck wrote that?
This is your life.
I wrote it. I'm proud to. It's beautifully done.
Currently, Tony is the man when it comes to the day-to-day goings-on of the Seahawks and the Sounders. You can see his reports regularly on the team websites, which you can link to at bobrivers.com. We'll put them up today.
Sweet.
Tony Ventrella, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Thank you. Bob, I'm great. Thank you. And the Lady Gaga thing, just really, really quickly there. Last year when we did the Seagal finals, live, by the way, on Seahawks.com for 4.5 hours. So I listened to Lady Gaga, the same song over and over again, 26 times as the two girls stood side by side and danced in auditions. So I became very, very, very familiar with her work. And then when she and Tony Bennett did a duet for PBS and he showed such great respect for her and she for him, I thought, you know what? That's what I love about both of those people. She's, what is she, 25, maybe 26?
In that vicinity,
He's 80, in his 80s. Still has a wonderful voice. She's a great talent, and it just kind
of... And Elton John has performed duet with her, and Sting loves her and does a duet with her. Yeah,
ties the generation. She's got respect.
Do you know her story?
I don't.
I really vaguely know it. It's basically, didn't she used to produce and write for people like Britney Spears, and she was the behind-the-scenes person?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
She was a performance artist in New York. Mm-hmm. Her and her friend started out doing really eccentric, weird stuff at coffee houses.
Okay.
And
put meat dresses on and stuff.
People would walk by, and they would look through the windows, and it began to attract amazing amounts of attention because they were doing ridiculous things. She'd be playing keyboards and screaming and wailing and doing her normal stuff. And I don't know that she wrote for other people. I don't have any information on that.
But in any event, she is a really huge force to be reckoned with.
Sure.
Her videos will freak you out.
A great, really. Well, not that much freaks me out. But
Now, how old are your kids now?
Well, let's see, 42, my daughter, who has a son. My son, Tim, is 41, and my youngest son is 36.
Okay, this will freak them out about your grandkids if they end up watching her videos.
Oh, really?
Because they're designed to disturb parents.
Are they? Okay, yeah. Well, parents are disturbed anyway. You're looking good.
You're looking remarkably fit.
For a guy in his early 90s, I'm feeling that,
well,
too.
I want to go back to what you said in the beginning there, covering the Seagal finals for 4.5 hours. Does it ever get old watching beautiful women try their best to become an NFL cheerleader? That seems like a good job.
Well, the only thing that gets old is the music, because they repeat the music every... But, you know, I'll tell you, there's a stigma, too, with cheerleaders at the college level and professional level. But the 59 young ladies that tried out this year for the Seagals, many of them have pretty darn good backgrounds in terms of education. There was one attorney. There were two people, you know, pre-med. There were two... I mean, it's just... it's different maybe than it used to be.
There's a 55-year-old that wants to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's trying. She's the first
grandmother,
cowboy cheerleader. What's the Seagal
the cutoff
range? Yeah, would you say?
Well, there's no cut. They can't really say there's a cutoff. But you know, have you been to the Dallas Cowboys stadium?
The cages?
Yeah, those are apparently the second. I don't know if they're the second tier.
We call them 200 feeders.
They look better from 200 feet.
200 feet.
The ones they hoist from the ceiling. Yeah. Maybe she could be up there.
You never know. She could be a ceiling hoister very easily. Yeah.
Or maybe she could just sell beers.
Well, anyway. So, that's,
so Tony, you've done something, by the way, that a lot of broadcasters are sort of getting dipping their toes in. But you've made a transition from traditional media to digital media, and you're pretty much digital now. You're in the digital world.
That's,
in fact, that's a hologram of him sitting there. He's it's like
oh my
Tupac
god,
show.
Right through
you could put your hand right through Tony Ventrella. Does it change anything? I mean, 22 years on the evening news. Does it feel different, or is it just the same thing through a different medium?
Well, no, it is different because actually it's more than that. If you go back to the Fort Wayne days from 77 to 2007, I was basically on television of some kind. What's missing for the most part on the web is the live element, although we did do the live Seagal thing. We were live for 8 or 9 hours on draft weekend. We're live a lot during training camp coming up in July. But the web is not meant for live. People don't go to the web at 4 o'clock to see something.
That's interesting, yeah.
They want to go to the web anytime to see everything.
Right.
That's the biggest difference. And I miss live, the element of live television, sitting next to Aaron Brown and Gene Henderson and saying something that just happened to come off the top of my head and not being punished for it. But this is back in the 80s and the early 90s. Where you could say what you were thinking. Obviously, it needed to be clean and non-offensive, but just plain funny, what I consider to be sort of smart humor, although the word smart has never been, you know, has never been.
Well, that was Aaron Brown's role. That was Aaron Brown's part.
Yeah,
he was pretty smart.
And I would say things to crack him up, and then we would get to the sports or the news.
More personality, I think,
much
a little bit more.
Yeah. But I missed that aspect.
Where's Aaron today?
I think he's teaching college courses at Arizona State University.
Oh, he'd be a great teacher.
He would be great.
Yeah,
that was the last I heard.
Now, we talked about the barbershop thing in the intro.
Yeah.
You did cut my hair once.
You know, that is true, but I'm trying to think what it was for. Was it for an auction? Was it in the studio here?
No, I'll tell you what it was. It was the Buhner Buzz Night.
Oh, that's right.
It was the very first Buhner Buzz Night, and it was this little promotion, and Cairo was doing it, and we saw that they were doing Buhner Buzz Night, and we thought, oh, this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard about it, I said, this is going to be an annual event.
Yeah.
and I went down there. I wanted to be one of the first to get a buzz, and you did my hair.
Yep.
And
I was working with the guys. I think he did that for 4 or 5 years, Jay did.
It lasted almost as long as Jay Buhner, basically.
Yeah.
Once Buhner was gone, you know, what else rhymes with
yeah, you
could
really can't.
Schooner Buzz Night.
Yeah,
no, sailors would come in.
Schooner
it was awful.
But haircutting is in your family.
Yeah, it's still in my heart, as a matter of fact. I cannot walk past a traditional barbershop without saying to my wife, you know, I wonder if I should open a place again. She just elbows me on the side of the, you know, I wonder what, can we get a pole, you know, a barber pole in the garage?
There's a vacancy right up the hill from Seahawks training camp. The pole's already there. It's just sitting there still waiting for somebody to come turn it. Yeah.
Have you ever done an interview while you cut somebody's hair?
Yes. I mean, that's
a phenomenal way to do an interview.
Had a segment on Cairo 7 called Haircut of the Week for quite a while. Yeah.
Now, here's what you do. Oh, I've got it. This is going to make you rich.
Well, no,
just like Cash Cab, only you're interviewing people while you cut their hair.
Now that is a good
idea. That is a huge cable show.
Yeah, and instead of the mirror, you have some kind of wheel, a Jeopardy-type wheel that rolls.
For every wrong question, you take off another stripe of their hair. Right?
That's a great idea.
Now, who cuts your hair, Tony? Because it's looking good.
I go to a traditional barbershop in Renton, the Renton Highlands, the Highlands Barbershop.
Wow.
And I get a $14 senior citizen now. I'm a senior.
Oh my God.
And they give me the $14 deal, and I give them the $20 anyway because you should always tip your barber. And, no, I love it. I still cut my grandkids and occasionally my own children when they're in town and don't want to spend $30 on a haircut that's worth about $7.
Let's talk a little sports. You're the man for the Seahawks. You do the Sounders reports online. But right now we're in our baseball season, and the Mariners appear to be a young team, not big on, you know, superstars or egos at this point. You have professed one of your most admired sports people in this town of all time is Lou Piniella. So obviously we have a certain romance for 1995. But what's your assessment of the Mariners this season and in the prospects in the next year or two?
Well, the upside is some good young talent, and that's I'm not just saying that because I don't want to sound like I'm on 710 ESPN where they have to say good young talent every 30 seconds because they're the franchise station. That's the way it is. That's the way radio has evolved in recent years, where if you carry a certain team, God forbid you should say anything.
You better
negative.
Be a cheerleader. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and but that's, you know, I understand that that's the business side of it. As far as the team goes, To me, the entertaining factor of the 90s was a Griffey or a Buhner or an Edgar. You would go to see one or two players, and maybe you'd go to see the Yankees or the Tigers or the Red Sox coming into town, but you would have your own superstars. And to me, Ichiro never, even though he stood out in the minds of many hundreds of thousands of fans over the years, to me, he was not a very exciting player.
An international superstar.
Oh, a brilliant hitter, but just not an exciting, flashy kind of a guy. You need that guy on your team, but...
If he'd hung out in a lounge chair near the dugout, would that have helped?
No, that was... Griffey was kind of a smug, you know...
But he could jack the ball into tomorrow.
If he'd had a candy bar or perhaps some other kind of... I mean, were there things he could... Because obviously there was a language barrier, although some people say he knew more English than he let on.
Well,
But were there things he could have done to project more of an image? Or is
I think
that
he could have hit a few more home runs, really.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing more than that. Just
Runs are more exciting than triples, aren't they?
No, I don't know. The triple's pretty exciting.
Right. But singles, home runs are more exciting than
Yeah. Slapping it to the third baseman and then beating out the infield hit, which is great if you're that fast. So home runs would have helped. And I don't know, the media thing, if a guy is hitting and exciting the fans, nobody really cares.
The thing with Ichiro, I've always thought, is if he would just grunt a little or, you know, make it look hard.
Scratch something.
Yeah, he made it all look so easy that it almost lulled you, you know. He didn't really celebrate. He's not a guy to show a lot of emotion.
You loved Lou Piniella.
Well, Lou
was... there's a guy who was theatrical.
I liked him because he was outspoken. He said what was on his mind. And I had met him in 1977 at Yankee Stadium doing radio interviews before a Yankee game when he was an outfielder for a pretty good Yankee team in the late 70s. And then I saw him again when he came here in 94 and reunited with Lou, although he didn't realize that he had ever met me in the first place. So it really wasn't reuniting. But, yeah, I always liked him.
You have a book.
It came out 10 years ago, though, Bob, and I rewrote it three times, republished it, sold about 15,000 or so copies of it, and then now it's done. It's over. You can't find them anymore.
You cannot find your book.
Well, I have three in my garage.
You cannot buy her book.
What are they going for? And, make an offer.
Well, whenever I go and speak now, I always just hold one book, and I say, you know, I don't really have the time to sell books.
It's a prop
today.
Now for
well,
you.
Well, no, the one book is like $17,000. That's it. You just give me this.
I love the I'm reading a summary of it, and I love the philosophies in your book. Joe, check eBay really quickly. See if Tony Ventrella's book, see what the going rate actually
is.
Pick
up a copy.
I think they've
here.
Got some copies at Third Place Books.
It's a good philosophy book, and we could talk about the philosophy. It's Tony's Seven Keys to Happiness.
Seven Keys to Happiness, occasionally cut to five, depending on the time I have to speak.
Got it. Smile in the mirror. I do some of these things.
Good.
And they really, like, it's one of those things, like, you start your day with a smile.
Yeah, and it comes from the barbershop. It comes from working with next to my dad in the barbershop. Barbershops have mirrors on all four walls, many of them do. You can't help but look at yourself during the day. My dad used to say, hey, here comes a customer. Smile. Smile. So I'd be smiling. I'd look at myself in the mirror going, oh, there's a pleasant guy. I'd like to know him. Wait a minute. I
do you ever catch yourself in the mirror and go, oh, why do I don't feel that? That's, you know.
Sure.
Because I have a frown a lot of the time, and sure. I don't even know I have a frown.
Most people do, you know. So the morning drill for me is to smile, and also I actually say out loud to myself, what can I do better today than I did yesterday, and then what can I do to help someone that I haven't met yet? Those two little quotes of prayers every morning. No, seriously, I do every morning.
Nice.
And then the answer comes to you during the day. You'll run into somebody holding a sign on a street corner. You might run into a little kid at a soccer park that needs new shoes. I mean, the answer comes to you.
Tony Ventrella's book, by the way, is available on eBay.
Is that right?
Yeah,
for like $2.
It's there's good news and bad news.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is, it's not going for much.
Yeah.
The good news.
The good news is just shipping is $12.
Well, no. The good news is it's a contractor's guide to contract law by a British lawyer named Tony Ventrella.
Oh,
there's another Tony Ventrella out there.
That
happens to be an author.
And he's all right. The other of the seven things, and I'll just ask you to elaborate on a couple more. One of them is get along. Martin Luther King said we all came here on different ships, but we're in the same boat now.
Yeah, we argue over so many things. We're offended by so much of what goes on around us. We are offended. Some people are offended by people who drive big SUVs. Others are offended by those who drive the little Toyota Priuses, you know. We're offended by blacks, by whites, by gays, by non-gays, by people that are married, by people that aren't married. Just let it go, for God's sakes.
Right, there's another one, too. Let go of ego.
Very tough to do.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
He's often said he's the best at letting go of ego, but he really does.
I'm the best at that.
Yes, he is. He's bar none the best.
Yeah. Look at
and don't tell him he's not, or he'll really get upset.
Baller days.
Look at our U.S. Congress. 435 people that have egos and can't let go, and that's why nothing.
Boy, he's got the truth.
Younger next. Oh no, I'm skipping one. Get rid of stuff. Get rid of stuff.
How many people in America have three car garages and they can't park the cars inside any of them because there's too much crap in the garages? We have way too much junk. What other country has storage places just for your stuff?
That can't fit in the garage.
Yeah, it's just too much.
Younger next year. What is younger next year?
Oh, younger next year is a philosophy that I follow. If you work out an hour a day, and I'm talking about a hard, tough hour a day, try to eat the right foods, keep the right mental attitude, you literally do not have to get old the way that the rest of society thinks you do.
You look younger than the last time I saw you. Really do.
That was because I read the book. Seriously.
That's because he's away from the crazy management of broadcast
media.
That
may be, too. Yeah.
Look at us. You can see the toll it takes.
No.
So do you remember that book, Younger Next Year, Joe? Because I bought you a copy.
I think it's still sitting around somewhere. Or either that or I put it on eBay.
That book looks younger every year.
Right? I agree, though, Tony, except I haven't got the every day. Two days a week, I work out real hard for an hour, and I'm getting at least a little younger every time I do it.
That's good.
Be grateful. I mean, I'm going to get all seven in here because they're all very good. Be grateful.
Well, the last one is be grateful. Before you go to bed at night, that 5 minutes before you actually fall asleep, those thoughts that you're thinking during that 5 minutes will be with your subconscious. And if you can live in gratitude in those final minutes of the day, not in, oh, God, I don't have this. Oh, I need a better job. Oh, I can't stand my spouse. I can't unlike my mother-in-law. If you could live in gratitude in those final minutes instead of fretting and complaining, it makes your sleep better and your next day, I think, as well.
Really nice. The other one, I don't know if
there's
I have
another one
in order. Yeah, this one was my favorite. Stand guard at the door of thought. Let me read a little bit about it, and then you complete it. We are blessed with hundreds of products and services that make our lives easier and more convenient. We are also bombarded with advertising messages for products we probably don't need. It's up to us to decide which. Take a step back before making a purchase.
Well, that's really the practical side, but there's a deeper side of that, too, because you also have about 1,000 negative thoughts that will come at you during the day, many of them self-induced. You'll feel it yourself. Nobody even has to say anything to you. You're going to think negatively about someone or something, and that's where you got to snap.
You mean like make a negative assumption?
Yeah, exactly. I do. I call it, I've changed that to flip that thought, it's called. Instead of stand guard, flip a bad thought to a good thought. If you can literally snap your fingers and flip a thought, and you're going to do a lot of that coming up in this next presidential election. You're going to flip thoughts about people you think you don't like for whatever reason, whether it's Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. And you need to stop that kind of thinking and really think, is this candidate the best one? And or if he isn't, why isn't he? Not because... You know,
they keep playing around and spinning and flipping things.
Well, yeah, but you do. You got to flip things. It's like a burger. Flip it. No, it's not like a burger at all. That was a terrible analogy.
You wrote that one right after you
let
got
that
out
go.
Of
don't
TV.
Don't that in. It was not a bad analogy. Don't that in.
Don't listen to advertising and let people try to influence your thoughts.
Yeah, and some of it's good. I mean, some of the stuff you want or you need. There's nothing wrong with advertising, but you don't have to do everything people tell you. That's all I'm saying.
Only just what we're going to tell you right after.
But if you're in by two, your mattress will be delivered for tonight.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
Well, that's different, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to have time to talk about the Seahawks? I've enjoyed this talk about the book. There's some gold there. I want to ask you about the Seahawks because you probably know more about them than anybody in this room, at least, maybe on any channel in town.
Well, you never know.
So we made a lot of free agent acquisitions this year, some that we brought back, some we brought in.
Yeah.
Of Red Bryant, of Marshawn Lynch, of Matt Flynn. Who do you think's the best pickup?
Wow. Well, Red Bryant, we had to keep Red Bryant. I mean, this is going to be a pretty political answer because of the fact that I think we needed Matt Flynn to get in there and to test Tavares Jackson to see whether Jackson is or is not the starting quarterback, or whether Matt Flynn is the starting quarterback. We needed that move. That move had to be done. And now there's four. Now you got Russell Wilson, the guy that was drafted, who's also a very good quarterback, and they're very high on this guy, and Josh Portis. So four good guys. Three of them are going to make the team. One will go somewhere else probably and thrive. Red Bryant, absolute must on the team. In the locker room, great leader. On the field, a great leader. Mm-hmm. And also a very good football player. Can rush the passer along with Chris Clemens and probably this new guy, Bruce Irvin, that we got in the draft. So, and as far as Marshawn goes, I'm hoping has two or three great seasons.
Yeah.
And then maybe we get a younger running back in there. Well, we got one in the draft. Robert Turbin. Is it
right,
Robert?
Turbin, yep, Turbin.
Yeah. And hopefully he'll be able to get in Marshawn's shadow and then become another Marshawn. So they're all good choices.
Is Bruce Irvin worth a first-round pick?
I think he is. Having just talked to Coach Carroll and John Snyder about him, they would not have used the first-round pick if they didn't think he was worth it.
Pete Carroll said this draft is the kind of draft that a few years from now people are going to look back and go, I just can't believe that we got all these guys in this draft. He says it's a draft of historic proportions. Now, he's the eternal optimist. I mean, yep.
Well, it's either going to be historic or he'll be history. So one of those.
You're not wrong, man. A lot of people are saying this. Yeah. Pete Carroll's betting his time in Seattle on this draft.
Well, you have to do that. Why coach?
Exactly. Why not?
Why even get involved if you're not going to take a shot and take maybe a little risk on some of these guys? And
Tony Ventrella, legendary sports host, digital media host for the Seattle Seahawks and a Founders FC, and a philosopher, the barber philosopher. I think there's something there. Tony, it's really good to see you again. It's been too long.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
and you. Your was it your neighbor kid who's going out for Miss
Miss Eastside?
No, friend of mine's daughter, Mandy, is going for. Is it Miss Teen America? Yeah, that's where you had her on your show.
Miss America. She
Miss
wants
America.
To be
She's
Miss
going.
Washington and then Miss
Oh, not
America.
Miss Teen America. Yeah,
Miss America.
Big America. Miss regular America.
Miss whole entire America. She was really spectacular. Tell your friend thanks cool. for putting her on. It's Tony Ventrella. We'll put a link up to him on the Seahawks and the Sounders with his digital media. Tony, take care.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
95.7 KJR.
It's an iHeartRadio ultimate experience. You could get the VIP treatment in London for the Summer Olympic Games.
I can win the $1,000 on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think I'm glad I got out of bed this morning.
Thanks!
Listen for the cue to call for the Team USA Olympic Adventure in London.
Thanks to the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Rules and more at 957KJR.com.
Who doesn't love anniversaries? Except for maybe my dear husband, who forgot ours and scheduled an extreme meat cook-off with the guys. But that'll never happen again. Ever. Okay, lucky for us, Bartels remembers their anniversary, and they're celebrating with a big anniversary sale and great deals all over the store, like Conair hair appliances, 20% off, and 30% off all Eucerin skincare. Because when you've been around for 122 years like Bartels, you know a thing or two about keeping people happy. Like never giving someone blue roses, because blue roses don't occur in nature and therefore are probably plastic. Honey. But never mind that. We're talking Bartels anniversary sale here, and you can save 30% off all Revlon cosmetics. Cosmetics would be a great way to make up for blue plastic roses.
Bartel Drugs is proud to sponsor Music Matters Live on Saturday, May 12th at the Paramount. Youth under 17 get in for half price. For more info, visit SynergyaNorthwest.com.
The Seattle Storm's opening game, Friday, May 18th, 7 o'clock. Get your tickets now at StormBasketball.com.
Spring skiing is fun. Spring skiing for free is even better. Buy next year's season pass now at Crystal Mountain Resort and ski or ride for free until Memorial Day or later. Come get an altitude adjustment at Crystal Mountain Resort. Learn more at crystalmountainresort.com.
It's time once again to celebrate all the special women in our lives, from our mothers and grandmothers to the mothers of our own children. And you'll find everything you need to treat them right this Mother's Day at QFC. If you're planning a special meal, count on QFC for all kinds of great ideas, including the ingredients for a special dessert, like strawberries. We've got a beautiful crop arriving fresh, and the more you buy, the more you save. That's because one-pound containers are $2.88 each, two-pound containers are only $3.88, and four-pound containers are an amazing value at just $6.88. And if you're looking for a gift, we've got beautiful blooming hanging baskets for just $19.99, tulips at three for $10, and lots more. All prices with Advantage Card. Have a happy Mother's Day from all of us at QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Join QFC in supporting Komen Puget Sound and the fight against breast cancer. Your donations provide local women with early detection services and support and help fund global research.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at our Memorial Day sale, queen mattresses start at just $5.99. And save 40% on our innovative Sleep Number Silver Edition bed for a limited time. But hurry in, because the sale ends soon. And it only happens in one place, a Sleep Number store. The Sleep Number Memorial Day Sale and the Sleep Number bed. It's not just for the 8 hours you sleep. It's for the 16 hours you don't.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including six in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
What's your dream?
To keep a roof over my family's head.
To master the guitar my father gave me.
Drive from coast to coast.
Whatever your dream is, American Family Insurance can help protect it. Share your dreams at AmFam.com and discover how other dreamers like you are pursuing their dreams. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. What's your dream vehicle?
A twin cam cycle.
A red convertible.
A 30-foot cruiser.
No matter what your dream vehicle is, American Family Insurance can help protect it. From competitive rates to 24/7 claim service, we're with you the entire way. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. American Standard Insurance Company of Wisconsin. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
How much food and money are you throwing out because of freezer burn? Help prevent freezer burn and save up to $2,700 a year with the Food Saver vacuum sealing system. Savings based on buying in bulk, on sale, and eliminating waste. The Food Saver brand, America's number one vacuum sealing system, locks out moisture while sealing in flavor to help keep food fresh up to five times longer. And now you can save even more. Enjoy $10 off any Food Saver appliance and $2 off any Food Saver heat seal bag or roll only at Target.
I'm Lori Broadley with the Q13 Fox Weather Center forecast. Well, gorgeous is the word. We'll get up to about 68 today, lows tonight near 45, 75 tomorrow, and almost 80 on Sunday. For your complete weather forecast, watch Walter Kelly tonight on Q13 Fox News at 4, 5, 9, and 10.
Safeway presents Real Big Deals of the Week, or how to keep from driving all over to get the best deals. At Safeway, we know the drill. Got car? Must find low prices. But guess what? You've got something more useful than car keys. It's called your club card. Each week, it'll get you sale prices you never thought you could get anywhere. Like a sweet price on Honey Nut Cheerios. They're just $1.88 for the 12.25-ounce box. That's a nice way to start the day. 12-ounce bags of Starbucks coffee are only $7.77 each. That's less than a quarter for a great cup of coffee. And right now, get creamy Greek yogurt at a price that's equally delicious. Faye Greek yogurt is just a buck. 5.3 to 7-ounce sizes. Real big club card deals this week, new ones next week. When you're a at Safeway, look around. You might find you won't have to drive around. Safeway, ingredients for life. Club card prices good through May 15, 2012.
Toyota owners, spring into action. Through the end of May, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we are still seeing some heavy volumes on both bridges. Eastbound I-90 from I-5 out to the midspan. Eastbound 520 from I-5 out to the midspan. Kind of heavy volumes in those areas. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, though, doing a lot better. Not going to see as much crowding through there. You are going to see congestion, though, northbound I-5 from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center. Coming up on the Bob River Show, multiple Grammy Award-winning bluesman Robert Cray.
You're listening to the Bob River Show
on 95.7
KJR.
On June 2nd at the D&R Theater in Aberdeen, Washington, we will bring our band west, like Lewis and Clark. Spike and the Impalers live at the D&R, June 2nd.
You know, every now and then, you'd like to hear us do something nice and easy. Things nice and right. Well, this is the way the Spikettes like to do. Proud Mary. Keep on burning.
cross our shoulder. Once again, I've been burned.
Robert Cray was born in Georgia, but it was towns like Seattle, Portland, and Eugene where Robert's brand of blues was honed in the 70s, and he still calls the Northwest home today. This five-time Grammy winner tours the world and hangs with guys like Eric Clapton. But tomorrow night, he packs up his Fender guitars and heads south to the DNR Theater in Aberdeen, Washington, to headline a bill that will also include another young man who would love to someday share his Northwest blues music with the world, our friend Aaron Jones and The Way. You've heard Aaron on our show a bunch of times. I have seen Robert many times, almost just about every time he comes to this area, and it is one of the most amazing, enthralling shows that you can see. For tickets to Robert Cray tomorrow night, link to dnrtheater.com at bobrivers.com. Robert Cray, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
How about you?
I'm good, thanks.
So when you wrote The Forecast Calls for Pain, were you living up here?
Actually, I didn't write The Forecast Calls for Pain. A good friend of mine, Dennis Walker, did.
Oh.
And at that particular time, where was I living? I don't remember quite. I think I might have been on the road most of the time, and I don't think I even had a place to live.
Wow. And that is, well, the song feels great around here. That's all I wanted to say. But that is the life of a blues man, too, isn't it? You are traveling.
Well, we do a lot of traveling. Now I do actually have a home. But there was a time that we spent most of it out on the road. And when I was off, I was living in a hotel. So, and then it took a while before we finally were able to settle down a little bit more.
Now, Robert, you were born in Georgia.
Yeah.
And
I was born in Georgia. My dad was in the Army, and he was stationed out at Fort Lewis. And but we moved around quite a bit, like you mentioned. And so when I was in Georgia, I was only there for like 11 months. And then we came back to Washington State, and we stayed here for like about 5 years. And then we went down to near Seaside, California. And then we took off and went to Munich, Germany for about 2.5 years. And we came back to Fort Lewis, Washington for maybe a couple and a half years. Then we went to Newport News, Virginia for about the same amount of time. Then back to Washington State again. And I stayed until I graduated high school. And then just a few years after high school, Richard Cousins, who's also from the area, who plays bass with us, we moved down to Eugene, Oregon.
Wow.
Started the band in 74, yeah.
So in your game of planetary ping pong, this was the place you always came back to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm curious because your music, well, first off, you know, a lot of other people got a start up here as well. You know, people like Ray Charles, who's got started in Bellingham. Did you give any geographic thought to your music? And do you think it was shaped by this area at all? Or is it just you?
Well, I got music from all the different areas I lived in. Mm. Of course, being up here in Seattle and listening to the radio in the 60s, which is what inspired me to start playing guitar, you know, through listening to the Beatles on AM radio and all that, even before FM radio was started. You know, and then all the local bands. We were talking about that yesterday on the way up here, like the Floating Bridge and the Bards and all the local bands, all the Sonics, the Wailers, all the bands that were happening up here in the 60s when we first started playing guitar was inspirational. And all the things that were being played on the radio and the AM radio here. And then when I lived in Virginia, I was also playing guitar and listening to the regional music from that area. And then also the national music, which included Stax and the Motown music and all that stuff. So we're inspired by everything. And then coming back to Washington in the late 60s and being able to see Jimi Hendrix a couple of times as well.
In person.
And then having Albert Collins play at our high school graduation party.
Wow. Wow.
In Tacoma, yeah. Late.
So when you see all of these things, when you're experiencing them, and I think I know what you're saying, but when you're experiencing all of these things, you then sit down and you learn you, like you learn the licks and then you make them your own? Is that how it goes?
Well, you've acquired this, you know, wealth of musical, you know, just this wealth of hearing all this, this different music. Mm. And then my parents had a great record collection too, which includes gospel and jazz as well. Mm. But you listen to all this music, and then after a while, it becomes a part of you, and you start to play, and you start to write, and becomes a, you know, it's just this great mix of all kinds of things.
Right, and you're creating your own stuff based on that foundation.
Yeah, creating your own thing. Yeah.
Mm. You have such a beautiful, amazing voice. Did you always have that? I mean, were you like had there been America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent or, you know, American...
Norfolk, Virginia's Got Talent, Seaside, Everyone's Got Talent, Ben
Germany's Got Talent.
Talent.
Yeah. If you had been...
If I was ever on one of those shows, I'd lose.
Really? So, all right.
but the thing is, it's always been, and it still is, a work in progress, you know, and I appreciate the you know, the accolades you guys are...
Wait a minute. You haven't, like, fully arrived and resting on your laurels? What?
No, everybody's always working. You know, that's what I'd like to believe. And that's the way it always is. And I, you know, starting off, bands that I played in, I wasn't always the lead singer. I kind of, like, grew into the position.
Well, I grew up around here, Robert, and I'm was more of the late 70s coming of age, listening to local bands and heading into the early 80s. And there were a lot of great local bands around here, but word got out about a guy who would go to the Fabulous Rainbow and basically hold court for sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8 nights in a row. And I wasn't old enough to get in that place, but I took a bus down to there to sit outside just to hear and wait for the door to open so a little bit of your sound would waft out. And I got to say, I could hear it even through the walls of that place.
That
this was something different, you know, than what was going on in Seattle at the time. And I could tell that, you know, bigger things were coming your way. When did you know that you were going beyond, you know, touring the pubs of the Northwest to bigger things?
You know what? We didn't. We were just looking for gigs, you know? We were looking for gigs, and if we got a chance to play in Seattle or Portland or down in Eugene where we were basing ourselves at the time, you know, we were just happy to do that. We were getting... We were in a position to get some great opportunities because of the fact that we were moving between cities. And one of the great opportunities was working with Albert Collins, who I mentioned played our high school graduation party. We had an opportunity once in Eugene, Oregon, as a club owner asked us if we wouldn't mind backing Albert, who was coming in next week. And, of course, we were all fans of Albert Collins. And so that led to us working off and on with Albert Collins between San Francisco and Vancouver, British Columbia, for about a period of a year and a half. Through that association, we were able to play the San Francisco Blues Festival, which brought us to the attention of our future record producers, Bruce Bromberg and Dennis Walker. And then that was in 1977. And in 78, we went into the recording studio to record the album Who's Been Talking, and led to, you know, the next few. And then the signing of the band to the Mercury Records label.
Flash forward a few years, I heard you were playing at a place called The Gorge, and it was a pretty new place, and I went out there to see Robert Cray.
Yeah.
And that's a day I will always remember because that's also the first day I saw a guitar player named Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Exactly.
It was coming a total downpour. And this was when they gave you 2 bottles of wine to take down into the Gorge. and there's just people standing there listening to you and listening to Stevie Ray in this pouring rain. And I hear that guy, I mean, you were awesome, and I knew you'd be awesome, but I heard Stevie Ray play Texas Flood for the first time, and I really wasn't familiar with that music.
No.
So I got to thank you for playing. I got to thank you for kind of turning me on to him, too. What kind of guy was he to hang out with?
He was fantastic. We got the opportunity to meet Stevie Ray in 1979, once again at the San Francisco Blues Festival, and we had been scheduled to do several dates with them and his band, Double Trouble, at that time, with Lou Ann Barton. She was singing with them as well. And that's when we became friends, and And it was, you know, I can remember standing there. We had already been on at the San Francisco Blues Festival. I was standing next to Richard Cousins, and Richard elbowed me and said, "He's pretty good, isn't he?" I said, "Yeah, shut up."
Well, I want to tell you about a guy that's going to open for you out at the DNR, if he's not on your radar yet. It's a young man named Aaron Jones, and I've lived around here a long time, and he's the kind of guy, if I were a kid, I'd be sitting outside the bar waiting to hear his guitar sound come out. I think you're going to enjoy this young man, and I know he's thrilled to be opening for you. So.
Oh, it's totally like it's a dream for them.
Yeah.
And by the way, the guys are pretty good. A lot of times the opening act, the main star doesn't see the opening act. Are you going to see these guys?
I'm normally there an hour before we go on or more. So I always get a chance to hear these two.
Well, Joe just tried to guilt you into going to see him because he used to sit outside and hear you through the wall.
If you get a little
Joe got the message.
Joe's trying to do you a favor here because you really will love this kid.
He's great.
You've shared the stage with so many amazing artists that influenced you, and I know that Aaron, I'm sure, has a few Robert Cray albums in his collection. Give the kid a listen and maybe give him a nod afterward. Go miles.
All right.
There we go. I got to ask you a question. You have guitars. You have your own Stratocasters, right?
Right.
Two Stratocasters? Or are there? Joe says there's two different ones.
There's the one from the custom shop.
Okay.
Which is expensive, and then there's one that's not from the custom shop. I'll say that has the same pickups on it. But it's just a different kind of wood that they use for both the neck and the body.
So here's the question for a budget-conscious parent. and a kid that you're not sure if he's going to keep playing the guitar, you would buy the... But for the person, if the super fan and collector, you would buy the more expensive one.
Well, yeah, if you want to put it that way. I mean, there's even less expensive Fender Stratocasters to buy than either one of mine.
Right, right.
How important is
the instrument to how well you can play? I remember hearing musicians tell me that learning to play on something that was, as you put it, even cheaper ones, entry level, in a way made them better because as they earned the right to get to better instruments, they found that they could do more and it made it more exciting. On the other hand, some people say, I want something really good.
You learn how to drive in a cheap car, you still know how to drive,
right?
That's right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that you can start off on a less expensive instrument, and if one's going to continue to play, that person will just, will automatically, know that he needs something more to hone his craft, And because for the longest time, I played on a really inexpensive guitar, and the opportunity wasn't there for me to get a better guitar for quite some time, but one thing that was good about playing on that inexpensive guitar, it built my finger strength up because I didn't know you can even buy different gauges of guitar strings. Mm. I was using probably one of the most heaviest gauge guitar strings that you can buy in a box set at that particular time. So then when I was able to get the strings that I felt more comfortable with, the strings seemed to kind of fly off the neck.
Wow. And did you use the heavy gauge because they don't break as often, so you don't have to replace them?
I did know that they made, different gauges. And so to a lot of people now, I use lighter strings than what I did when I first started, but to a lot of people, my strings are still kind of heavy.
Did your fingers bleed?
No, I don't remember them bleeding.
Okay, that's good. Just good calluses.
Good calluses.
All right. Robert Cray, it's been a pleasure talking to you. The DNR, you got to check it out. If you haven't seen this show and you're in the vicinity, this is a show that you will never believe. By the way, five Grammys. You have five Grammys. Have you named them? Are they Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? And how often do you see your Grammys? Are they displayed in your home?
They're upstairs in an office on a shelf that I rarely go into to look at. Unless I really have to do some work up in the office.
See, I would have them in an alcove with good lighting for everyone to come over. But you don't...
Oh, those are just my Grammys.
Like a welcome sign at the front door,
At Halloween, there would be a ghost next to them.
It just kind of seems like a bit much to put them out in public.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, because it's just that's just how I am.
All right, Robert, your band is awesome. I'm a huge fan of Jim Pugh on the keyboards. I've actually stalked him after one of your shows because he is just so incredible. All right, good to talk to you, and hope to see you continue playing in the Northwest forever, especially now that Joe can get inside.
You won't be carded now.
Yeah. Thanks, Robert.
Good. All the best, Robert.
All right, thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye. I know some of you are wondering, like, why didn't you do the wacky radio bit for him? But Luciana didn't get to mail him the MP3, so I didn't want to pull it out on him.
Right.
Unless he had been warned.
I did have a clown nose on, but I guess that didn't matter.
And he didn't see that. Wow, what a weekend. Sunshine forecast for the entire weekend. Upper 70, like almost 80 degrees.
My Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Right.
Enjoy Mother's Day. Don't forget about Mom, or you'll be in the doghouse on Monday. And now, the word of the day.
Blues man.
You're listening to The Bob River Show.
On 95.7.
KJR. Introducing Xfinity Stream Picks. Stream hit movies and entire past seasons of your favorite shows like Lost, Friday Night Lights, and 30 Rock instantly on any screen, on your TV in HD, or streaming to your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. You'll enjoy unlimited streaming, so you can watch as often as you want, anytime you want. Stream Picks, only from Xfinity. Find out more online at Comcast.com/StreamPicks.
Ready for a new smartphone?
Yeah, but getting a new phone is such a hassle. You lose your contacts, your pictures.
Not if you get your new phone at Car Toys. Our good-to-go promise means our cell phone experts will transfer all your data, pictures, apps, even set up your accounts like Facebook and email for free.
I paid $30 to have that done at back.
Free is a lot better than 30 bucks. Good-to-go is the smartest way to buy a new phone. And you can only get it at
Car Toys, a better way to go.
Hey, before you go, what are you getting Mom for Mother's Day? You know, the woman who gave you life. She deserves something special, and we've got the perfect thing for her at Car Toys. A 4G smartphone so she can look at Facebook, the internet, email, and it'll only cost you one penny. That'll be our secret. 4G smartphones for a penny. Verizon's Breakout by Pantech, AT&T's 3D Thrill by LG, and T-Mobile's Galaxy S4G by Samsung are just one penny right now at Car Toys.
A better way to go!
Potholes. They can cause you to spill your coffee in the morning. And really wreak havoc on your tires. Which is why at Les Schwab, along with great prices, every one of our car or pickup tires comes with the kind of protection most other places don't give you. Like free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. So, why lifetime protection? Because you just might need it. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Mattress Discounters just opened 15 new locations, and we're celebrating with huge grand opening savings at every store. Save up to $400 on a Serta Perfect Sleeper. Save on a huge selection of Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Serta mattresses. Save on more mattresses than any other time of year. Look for the red tag and save. Mattress Discounters grand opening sale is on now.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Let's face it, neighbors. For the last few months, we've been in Blahsville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, Depressingville. But hey, this is the weekend that all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to you now. the juicy brats, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville because you've entered Springville, Happyville, alive at lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thoughtville. Why would you ever leaveville? And all the other great vills that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes. Get outside and let the villing begin.
Richard Evelyn was on a recon mission.
Yep. House hunting for a three-bedroom Craftsman cottage.
It was a trap.
It was an open house and a busy one.
They were being overrun.
A lot of people did seem interested, but we made an offer on the spot because we were pre-approved for a mortgage with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Called in the big guns.
Really nice and helpful for big guns.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
EMP Museum presents a head-banging new exhibit. AC/DC, Australia's Family Jewels. One of the hardest touring bands in the history of rock and roll. AC/DC has kept the wheels on the bus turning nonstop to bring electrifying stage antics, bad boy lyrics, and good hard rock and roll to diehard fans worldwide. AC/DC, Australia's Family Jewels, is the first exhibit to bring to life the history, creativity, and power of this legendary band. More than 400 items, including photographs, instruments, personal letters, and costumes. See Angus Young's schoolboy outfit, Bon Scott's Highway to Hell sweatshirt, and his last leather jacket. Don't miss AC/DC, Australia's Family Jewels at EMP Museum on its only North American tour stop. Tickets are just $15 online and includes entry to other EMP galleries. Order today at empmuseum.org and save. For those about to rock, we salute you.
If you have a question or need to file a claim, it's nice to have an Allstate agent to call. A person you actually know, not some 800 number. Allstate Insurance.
How much food and money are you throwing out because of freezer burn? Help prevent freezer burn and save up to $2,700 a year with the Food Saver vacuum sealing system. Savings based on buying in bulk, on sale, and eliminating waste. The Food Saver brand, America's number one vacuum sealing system, locks out moisture while sealing in flavor to help keep food fresh up to five times longer. And now you can save even more. Enjoy $10 off any Food Saver appliance and $2 off any Food Saver heat seal bag or roll only at Target.
We are on a mission. A mission to find the exciting, the intense, the truly memorable flavors from around the world and bring them to the American deli. We call them Boar's Head Bold. Our bold mission first takes us to Jamaica, where the exceptional jerk spices gave us the idea for Boar's Head Jerk Turkey. On to Brazil, where a blend of jalapeno, chipotle, and habanero open our eyes to Boar's Head 3-Pepper Colby Jack. Next, we find ourselves in a small town.